Good evening. Welcome to Curtain Call on Curtains at 8. We have a very special guest with us today, Mr. Jeremy Kiesling, who is the director of Cinderella at Lexington Children's Theater. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us a little bit about the show.
Well, it's been a really fun show to work on. A lot of the magical moments had to be devised and figured out exactly how we're going to do that. And we believe we have a pretty magical transformation of a ball gown in the first act.
It's pretty amazing. It takes place right on stage in last, what, maybe 10, 12 seconds?
Exactly. Yep.
How difficult was it to make that happen?
Well, Eric Ablay, our costume designer, really spent a lot of time working and mocking up things and trying to figure out exactly how that was going to function. And then, of course, there was some trial and error that happened. And then eventually we found a solution. And I think the fact that the dress is made out of pure silk really helps that drape and make that magic.
What's been the audience reaction during the first week during that moment?
I think every time it's been on stage, we've gotten applause for that moment. And it's kind of really wonderful to watch, especially the young people who, just see that as truly, truly magic.
This is a show that the Summer Family Musical has done in the past. I think it was mm-hmm. 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. Why is this a show in particular for you that you wanted to revisit?
Well, it's tricky because we were planning on doing Beauty and the Beast this summer. And then, of course, we found out about 2 weeks before auditions that that was not going to be the case. And I think at that point we had to really think about our design elements and what we could quickly turn around. and we were able to utilize some of our Beauty and the Beast design in Cinderella. So we felt like that was a good fit for us.
But also, I think, though, that this is probably a show that you really enjoy doing, because I know you well enough to know you wouldn't have picked it if it wasn't something you wanted to do.
True. I think the stepsisters can be a lot of fun. This show, it has a lot of comedy in it, and it's a lot of fun for people to watch and kind of see, experience how obnoxious those stepsisters are, and then we can kind of laugh at them, and then also we feel for Cinderella and her plight as well.
You're in your 13th season. You are extending this year to a 2-weekend run. How has this grown over more than a decade?
Well, when we first started, we had a very nominal budget, and it was actually a part of the education program at that point in time. And so it was mostly pulled things we pulled together. But the vision from the beginning has really been to cast families together in the play and then target it for families to come and see together. And the magical thing is that every time we do a show, a family is created. And with this project, the family bonds are strengthened in such a way that it's just really wonderful to see.
Do you have favorite moments in this particular production?
Well, let's see. Obviously, the transformation. We spent a lot of time working on how we were going to turn a garden cart into a carriage. so that's a pretty magical moment for us. I really love the animals in this version. They bring a lot of life on stage, and those young people are such a joy to work with.
I was fortunate enough to see opening night, and they are just having a blast out there.
They certainly are. They're a great group of young people.
Now, up next, we're going to hear from Cassidy Gurrell and Sydney Janigan, who are playing Cinderella and the Fairy Godmother. Talk about these two performers in particular, one who has been with Summer Family Musical and Children's Theater for a long time, one who's become pretty much a star in her own right over the last few seasons.
Yeah, these are two really amazing young women. Cassidy has been with us since she was probably 9 years old and has done, I think, 10 or 11 summer musicals. And she's now a theater major at the University of Kentucky. So to watch her grow and gain confidence, and she's just got a beautiful energy about her that the audiences really love. And Sydney is such a powerhouse and such an amazing person and has a voice that I just can't get enough of personally.
Sure.
Just an amazing, amazing voice. She brings such presence and joy to her role and her performance. It's stunning to watch.
For those people who saw Shrek last summer, she played the dragon. Mm-hmm. Just as you said, just a powerhouse well beyond her years.
Absolutely. And just the maturity in her role and comfort in her body and in her voice that, she can do a lot of wonderful things.
And here they are, Cassidy Gorrell and Sydney Janigan, singing Impossible from Cinderella at Lexington Children's Theater.
Of course not. That's impossible.
If you say so.
Impossible for a plain yellow pumpkin to become a golden carriage. Impossible.
But wait.
For a plain country bumpkin and a prince to join in marriage. And five white mice will never be turned to horses.
Why not?
Such fol-de-rol and fiddle-dee-dee, of course, is impossible.
But the world is full of zanies and fools.
Impossible.
Who don't believe in sensible rules.
Impossible.
And won't believe what sensible people say. And because these daft and dewy-eyed dopes keep building up impossible hopes.
Impossible. Things are happening every day.
That was Cassidy Gorrell as Cinderella and Sydney Janigan as the Fairy Godmother. Welcome, ladies.
Hello.
Hello.
Cassidy, you've been with Summer Family Musical for several years now, and this year you get to play Cinderella herself. What's that been like?
Oh, it's been magical. It's possible. It's been a really nice experience. It's been a cool, like, full circle thing, because I was in the production of Cinderella in 2009, and I was sister number two. And Joseph Wrightson, who plays the prince, was my dance partner. And now, like, we got to come full circle with the Summer Family Musical. And, like, yeah, it's exciting. This is my 11th summer, and it's really a magical experience because of the bonds that we create and the friends that we make and the memories that we cherish forever. It's a good experience to keep coming back for. It's fun.
And Jeremy also said about you, Miss Sydney, what a powerhouse of a voice, as everyone just got to hear. And of course, last summer you were the dragon, so people who saw Shrek will remember you. Such a voice for a very young age. How long have you been studying?
I've actually been privately studying since I was 8. I've been, you know, singing around the house all the Disney movies like Destiny with my sisters in the house since I was like 2. But I've had some incredible teachers that have led me down an incredible path, and that's why I get to be a part of the amazing experiences that I have today.
And the version that you guys are doing this summer is actually the one that I believe Whitney Houston made famous. So was that bizarre at all, or were you nervous about that? Or
it's definitely different. I actually did the production about 2 years ago in high school, and we did the normal Roger Hammerstein's version, not the Enchanted one. However, I kind of feel more connected with the Enchanted one. Because it's Whitney Houston, she's much more sassy and much more in your face, which is definitely more of my personality as a normal person. So it's been much easier to connect with and to have a lot of fun with and to do a bunch of random different things with.
Both of you have performed with Summer Family Musical before, as we talked about earlier. And this year they're doing something different. They're actually running for 2 weekends as opposed to one. So you already have 1 weekend under your belt, and we're ready to go into the final weekend of performances. What's it like to have that, I guess, first weekend to go and then another one to look forward to? You've kind of settled into the roles.
Well, I think it's exciting because, like you said, we have started to, like, settle into a rhythm a little bit more, especially, like, Sunday. I was feeling like, hey, we're doing a show. This is exciting. So I'm excited to come back next weekend with, like, a little bit more rest and a little bit more, like, we're a little bit wiser in terms of, like, we know, you never can really know, but we have a good feeling about how the audiences have been responding so we can, you know, judge what's getting laughs and what's not based on the performances we've done. So it's exciting that we get to do another start at it.
Yeah. And, like, just as a cast and as a family, you know, usually on the Sunday we have the show and then we have to do strike and all pack up and leave. And now we have that extra weekend to continue to bond and continue to grow. And we have that extra time to be with everybody before we have to pack up and say goodbye to the production and the family as a whole.
Jeremy, we've gotten to meet two of the lead actresses in the show. Talk a little bit, though, now about the crew, the group that helps get this on stage that we don't see.
Well, Lexington Children's Theater has an amazing organization that has some wonderful artists that work for it. And we have a design staff that consists of Tony Harden, who does lights from the University of Kentucky. The set designer is Matthew Halleck from Center College in Danville, Kentucky. And Eric Abele is our costume designer, who has recently moved on to the University of Maryland, Baltimore County. So it is always a team effort to create the magic of the world. And then we have wonderful technicians who also help us make the show possible. And there's, I think, about 30 of them working backstage to dress Cinderella, to change out the props, to help the scenery move. There's just so many people it takes to make a show possible.
And one more weekend. Tell us about show dates, ticket prices, and how people can get them online.
Sure. Shows this week are Friday, August 1st at 7 o'clock, Saturday the 2nd at 2 o'clock and 7 o'clock, and then Sunday at 2 o'clock.
And if people want more information on tickets, on pricing, and that, where can they go?
Sure. Visit our website at www.lctonstage.org, or you can call our box office at 859-254-4546, and the extension for that is 247.
All right, Jeremy, thanks so much for being with us, and congratulations on another magical summer family musical.
Thank you, Karen.
This is Karen Czar for Curtains at 8, Curtain Call for WUKY Radio.